Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com.
You're listening to Chasm 1150 AM, and we are now bringing you Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show. Take it
away.
Thank
you, Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. Good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look. Scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you tonight by Luxembourg Feed Service, Albany, and Richmond AMW. Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency. The Oak Services of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie. North American Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating, Happily's Bar of Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post, and Dustin Upgrin, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring. All right, we got a busy week. We've got a bunch of exhibition games I'm going to bring you here tonight. First of all, on Friday night in El Rosa, Starbuck visited El Rosa, and in seven innings, it was El Rosa 13, Starbuck 3. 13 runs, 13 hits, no errors for El Rosa, 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Starbuck. Torrey Johnson starts on the mound for El Rosa, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the third. He gets the win. Wyatt Stephenson in the seventh. And for Starbuck, P.J. Johnson starts on the mound, takes the loss, the relief help by Connor Westberg in the fourth, Matt Gruber in the fourth, and Levi Johnson in the fifth. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night. Jackson Peter, 2-for-3. Gavin Campson was 2-for-3 with a double. Ashton Dingman, 2-for-3. Luke Dingman, 2-for-4 with a double. And Aiden Mueller was 2-for-2. For Starbuck, P.J. Johnson, 2-for-3, and Darian Alexander had a double. So a final on Friday night at El Rosa, defeating Starbuck 13-3 in seven innings. Cold Spring Rockies making a trip over to Litchfield, taking on the Blues, and Litchfield defeats the Rockies 9-4. 9 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Litchfield, 4 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors for the Rockies. Avery Listman starts on the mound for Litchfield, relieved by Owen Bregema in the third. He'll get the win. Joey Hyde in the sixth, and Jack Rantham in the ninth. The catcher was Caden Beastman. For the Rockies, Thad Leeser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trevor Lardy in the fifth, Brady Weber in the eighth, and the catcher Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Litchfield on Friday night, Bennett Leecher was 2-for-5 with a double. Caden Beesmer was 3-for-5 with a double. Eric Hulderstrom, 3-for-3 with a double. Joey Hyde had a home run. And Winky Estrada with a double. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Luke Van Erp, 4-for-4 with a double. Austin Duffner, 2-for-2. He had 3 RBIs and a home run. And Cole Fuchs was 2-for-4. On Friday night, Litchfield defeated the Cold Spring Rockies by a score of 9-4. St. Wendell over at Dasococato on Friday night, and Dasococato defeated St. Wendell 8-7. 8 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Dasococato. 7 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for St. Wendell. On the mound for Dasococato, Noah Hollinen starts, relieved by John Hohenstein in the fifth. He'll get the win. The catcher, Josiah Bullivant. And for St. Wendell, Connor Brett starts. Carter Boss comes in the fifth. Jake Ethan in the ninth inning takes the loss for St. Wendell. Some hitting highlights for Dasococato. Tyler Brandle had 2 doubles, and Josiah Bullivant had 2 RBIs. For St. Wendell on Friday night, Jake Ethan and Will Ethan each had RBI singles. The final on Friday night, Dasococato 8, St. Wendell 7. On Saturday, Spring Hill was at Old Pole, and Spring Hill defeated Old Pole by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Spring Hill, 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Old Pole. On the mound for Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts, picking up the win, relayed by Rowan Nelson in the 4th inning, Ethan Meyer in the 9th inning, and the catcher was Nathan Terrace. Old Pole had Tate Lang start on the mound, relayed by Sam Butler in the 2nd. He'll take the loss. Alex Lang in the 6th, Max Posch in the 7th, Austin Lang in the 8th, and David Heinen in the 9th. The catchers were Derek Gopotz and Alex Lang. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill on Saturday. Owen Meyer, 3-for-5 with a double and a home run. Regan Nelson was 2-for-3 with a double. And for Old Pole, Mason Patrick, 3-for-4 with a triple. Chris Ebnett and Brody Halls each had doubles. Final again on Saturday, Spring Hill 7, Old Pole 2. We had the Piers Bulldogs at Ogilvie on Saturday, and the Ogilvie squad defeating the Piers Bulldogs 6-3. 6 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Ogilvie. 3 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Dylan Hogan starts on the mound for Ogilvie. He'll pick up the win. Aaron Smith in the 8th, and the catcher, Nolan Peters. For the Bulldogs, Kirby Fisher starts on the mound, relieved by Max Barclay in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Kyle Hastings in the 7th, and the catchers, Max Barclay, Brian Keel, and Teddy Daler. Hitting highlights for Ogilvie, Dylan Hogan, 2-for-5 with a double, and Nolan Peters had a double. For the Bulldogs, Max Barclay was 3-for-3 with a double, and Aiden Jensen, 2-for-3 with a double. So a final on Saturday had Ogilvie defeating the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 6-3. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Sauk Valley League score. We've got some County Line League scores coming up, and also we've got some Central Valley League scores. It's all next here on the Dick Foote Show right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids' menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced rates in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
All right, back on the Dick Putt Show. Let's take a look at some highlights over in the County Line League. The County Line League today had Regal at Norway Lake Sunburg, and Regal defeats Norway Lake Sunburg by a score of 7-0. 7 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors for Regal. Norway Lake Sunburg, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. Gabe Roman on the mound will pick up the win today for Regal, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the ninth, and the catcher, Derek Dangerud. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Jared Cortez starts, taking the loss, relieved by Aaron Zimmer in the ninth inning, and the catcher, Jaden Hengem. Hitting highlights for Regal today, Bennett Schultz was 2-for-4, Josh Beyer, 2-for-5, Nathan Meyer was 3-for-3 with a double and a solo home run in the first inning. Kai Schneider, 4-for-5 for the Eagles with a double, and Brandon Carlson, 2-for-5 with a double. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Luke Reeder, Weston Jurdy both had their hits. A final today from Regal, it was Regal 7, Norway Lake Sunburg nothing. Also today, Starbuck defeated Painesville by a score of 12-1. 12-1 Starbuck over Painesville, and New London Spicer over Atwater this afternoon by a score of 11-1. 11-1 in County Line League action. Over in the Sauk Valley League, we had the Sartell Muskies open up Sauk Valley League play with a 13-6 win today over the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. The Sartell Muskies with 21 hits on the afternoon. On the mound, Grant McAthune will pick up the win with relief help from Brett Schlungen and Adam Winker in the ninth inning. Owen Arndt takes the loss for Sauk Rapids. He does take the loss in relief of starter Noah Jensen today. The Muskies had an 8-run eighth inning today, highlighted by a bases-clearing double from Keaton Landowski. Landowski, Brady Thompson, Mateo Segura, Andrew Dieters all had 3 hits for the Muskies this afternoon. Terrence Moody had a 2-run double for Sauk Rapids in the ballgame today, as the Sartell Muskies defeat the Sauk Rapids Cyclones by a score of 13-6. All right, let's go over to the Central Valley League. And in the Central Valley League, we had Eden Valley at Watkins on Friday night. Watkins defeats Eden Valley in 7 innings, 14-4. 14 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Watkins, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Hawks of Eden Valley. Carson Geislinger on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Dustin Kramer in the fifth. The catcher was Brendan Ashton for Watkins. Eden Valley on the mound, it was Ben Ahrens with the loss. He starts. Mitchell Lipinski comes in the third inning for Eden Valley. For Watkins, Matt Geislinger, 2-for-3. He had 4 RBIs and a home run. Brendan Ashton, 2-for-2, 4 RBIs and a double. Heath Kramer was 3-for-5 with a double, and Gavin Mathias with a double for the Clippers. Owen Nystedt was 3-for-3 for the Hawks. Riley Geislinger, 2-for-3, and Mitchell Lipinski, 2-for-3. A final on Friday had Watkins defeating Eden Valley in 7 innings, 14-4. Yesterday, our Chasm game of the week over in Marty as Pearl Lake was hosting St. Nick, and St. Nick defeats Pearl Lake on Saturday by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for the Knicks, 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. On the mound, Andrew Bouch will pick up the win for St. Nick as he goes the distance, his catcher Tanner Roush. And for Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the fifth. The catcher, Alex Lensmeyer. Hitting highlights for St. Nick on Saturday, Dylan Roush was 3-for-5. Keenan Dingman, 2-for-5 with a solo home run in the third inning. And Chase Kuhlmeyer had a double for St. Nick. For Pearl Lake, single hits by Alex Lensmeyer, Justin Kunkel, Devin Waldorf, Mitch Winicky, Nick Schmidt, and Andrew Schmidt. So final on Saturday, our Chasm game of the week. It was St. Nick 8, Pearl Lake 1. Ball games today in the Central Valley League. St. Augusta at the Cold Spring Rockies today, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat St. Augusta by a score of 25-0. 25 runs, 25 hits, and no errors for the Rockies. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for St. Augusta. Cole Fuchs will go the distance as he picks up the win, striking out 11 for the Rockies today. His catcher was Sam Nisler. And for St. Augusta, Truman Tonjes starts, relieved by Zach Meyer in the fifth, Sean Kenning in the sixth, Tonjes with the loss. The catcher was Trey Tonjes. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, Jordan New, 2-for-2 with 4 runs scored. Christian Bergeson, 3-for-3 today. Luke Van Erp, 2-for-6. Tyler Geislinger was 3-for-4. David Jonas, 4-for-5. 3 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and a double for Jonas today. Thad Leeser, 2-for-4 with a double. Cole Fuchs was 2-for-5, and Brady Lynn, 3-for-6. For St. Augusta today, Zach Meyer was 2-for-3, and Everett Yankee, he had a 1-for-2 day. So a final today from Cold Spring. It was the Cold Spring Rockies, 25. St. Augusta, nothing. Luxembourg over at Pearl Lake this afternoon, and Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 14-3. 14 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Luxembourg, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. Reed Funnenstein starts on the mound for Luxembourg today, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the fifth. He'll get the win, J.T. Harn in the seventh, and the catcher Max Kiffmeyer. For Pearl Lake, Noah Kleinfelter starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the third, Andrew Schmidt in the seventh, and the catcher Alex Lensmeyer. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Max Kiffmeyer with a double, Derek Orth had a double, Josh Lanko, he had a double today for Luxembourg, and Tyler Stang, 2-for-4 with a double. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Max Fox, 2-for-4, Adam Braun was 1-for-3, and Devin Waldorf with a double. A final today from Pearl Lake, Luxembourg 14, Pearl Lake 3. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it is Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now, Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550. Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight and a busy week in the Victory League on Saturday in Victory League B. It was a Buckman taking on the Piers Lakers at Piers, and Buckman defeats the Piers by a score of 5-4. Five runs, 11 hits, three errors for Buckman, four runs, seven hits, one error for the Piers Lakers. On the mound for Buckman, Braxton Tatchis starts, relieved by Kenny Morris in the fifth. Matt Tatchis in the sixth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Matt Cummett. For the Piers Lakers, Ryan Chmielewski starts, relieved by Noah Sakala in the fifth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Brady Petron. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Saturday. Noah Boser, 3-for-4. He had a two-run home run in the fifth inning and a two-run home run in the seventh inning. Matt Tatchis, 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the first inning, and Lane Gertz, 2-for-4 with a double. For the Piers Lakers, Preston Rochelow, 2-for-5, and Colton Hepke was 2-for-4 with a double. A final on Saturday had Buckman defeating the Piers Lakers by a score of 5-4. On Sunday in Victory League B, Foley was at St. Stephen, and Foley defeats St. Stephen today 9-8. Nine runs, 13 hits, and an error for Foley. Eight runs, 12 hits, no errors for St. Stephen. Trey Emmerich starts on the mound for Foley today, relieved by Michael Molzloff in the fifth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Alex Foss. Jack Greenland starts on the mound for St. Stephen today, relieved by Landon Lunser in the eighth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Jake Shalunka. Hitting highlights for Foley this afternoon. Mitch Keeler, 3-for-5 with a double. Joe Zawicki, 3-for-5 with a double and a third-inning home run. Drew Beyer was 2-for-4 with a first-inning home run. Trey Emmerich, 2-for-3 with a third-inning home run. Brent Leipsch was 2-for-4 today with a double and a ninth-inning home run. So Foley definitely using the long ball this afternoon. For St. Stephen, Mitch Delfino was 3-for-5 with a two-run double in the fourth and a solo home run in the seventh and a two-run homer in the ninth for the Steves. Jack Greenland and Landon Lunzer each with two hits as Foley defeats St. Stephen today 9-8. We had Fort Ripley at Sobieski this afternoon, and Sobieski defeating Fort Ripley by a score of 11-2. 11 runs, 17 hits, and no errors for Sobieski. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Fort Ripley. On the mound today for Sobieski, Dusty Parker starts, picks up the win, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 6th, Riley Check in the 7th, and the catchers Gabe Hirsch and Alex Thoma. For Fort Ripley, Eli Roberts starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Giroux in the 7th inning for Fort Ripley. Some hitting highlights for Sobieski today. Owen Bodie, 4-for-5 with a triple. Bo Thoma, 3-for-5 with a double. Alex Thoma, 3-for-5 with a double. Colin Ekman and Matt Phillippe and Riley Check all had doubles. For Fort Ripley, Mason Aguirre, a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning. A final this afternoon from Fort Ripley, it was Sobieski 11 and Fort Ripley 2. We go over to the Victory League C, and we find that Royalton was at St. Wendell today. Royalton defeating St. Wendell by a score of 19-2. 19 runs, 23 hits, and no errors for Royalton. 2 runs, 10 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. On the mound today for Royalton, Marco Hayes starts, picking up the win, the catcher Drew Yurchik. For St. Wendell, Nathan Sick starts and takes the loss, relieved by Aiden Mikulski in the 7th inning, Tanner Tomasik in the 8th inning, Pete Schumer in the 9th inning, and the catchers were Tanner Tomasik and Cohen Hobbin. Hitting highlights for Royalton today, Drew Yurchik, 5-for-6 with a 2-run homer in the 1st inning and 6 RBIs. Jaden Albright, 3-for-3 with a solo home run in the 4th inning, 2 doubles and 5 runs scored. Joey Guida, a 2-run homer in the 1st. Keaton Nelson, Ryan Snyder, Tyler Jandro, all with doubles. For St. Wendell today, Zach Sakala, 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the 1st and a double. Tanner Tomasik, 2-for-4 today, and Brandon Dinkman had a double. A final this afternoon from St. Wendell, Royalton 19, St. Wendell 2. Uppsala at Flensburg this afternoon. This is a 7-inning ball game as Uppsala defeats Flensburg by a score of 13-3. 13 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for Uppsala, 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Flensburg. On the mound today for Uppsala, Jack Prima starts, picking up the win, relieved by C.J. Clear in the 5th, and the catcher Justin Cheon. For Flensburg, Simon Pantke starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gunnar Gustafson in the 5th, Dan Coquette in the 7th, Peter Knopik in the 7th, and the catcher Kurt Crosby. Hitting highlights for Uppsala today, Jack Primus, 3-for-5, Justin Cheon, 3-for-3 with 5 runs scored, Jackson Bartkowitz, 3-for-4 with a double, Brady Yurchik, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles, Travis Barthel had a 2-run homer in the 7th, Jeremy Mugg and Justin Cheon both with doubles. For Flensburg this afternoon, Gunnar Gustafson and Simon Pantke had doubles. Final today in 7 innings, Uppsala 13, Flensburg 3. Opole at the Piers Brewers this afternoon, and it was the Piers Brewers over Opole 5-3. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the Brewers, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Opole. On the mound today for the Piers Brewers, Nate Solinger starts, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the 4th, Peter Schomer in the 7th, he'll get the win, and the catchers Gunnar Wicklund and Caden Krusik. For Opole this afternoon, Isaiah Folsom starts, relieved by Tate Lang in the 7th, who will take the loss, the catcher Alex Lang. Hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers today, Steven Nazurka, 2-for-4 with a 3-run home run in the 7th, Philip Zinda had a 2-run homer in the 6th. Gunnar Wicklund was 2-for-4 with a double, and Caden Krusik, 2-for-3 today. For Opole, Maverick Nowitzki was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Opole, the Piers Brewers 5, Opole 3. The Piers Bulldogs at St. Matthias today, and St. Matthias defeats the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Matthias, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Piers Bulldogs. On the mound today, Bryce Blanigan throws a complete game for St. Matthias, the catcher Luke Zontelli. For the Piers Bulldogs, Reese Young starts, relieved by Brian Keel in the eighth, and the catcher was Teddy Daler. Hitting highlights today for St. Matthias. Bryce Blanigan drove in the game-winning run with a solo home run in the eighth inning. Hunter Wickland had a double. For the Bulldogs, Max Barclay was 3-for-4, and Teddy Daler doubled. Final today from Piers, St. Matthias 5, the Piers Bulldogs 4. And Randall at Clear Lake today. Randall battling Clear Lake. Clear Lake defeats Randall by a score of 12-6. 12 runs, 23 hits, and 1 error for Clear Lake. Randall, 10 runs, 6 hits, and an error. On the mound today for Clear Lake, John Bruce starts picking up the win, relieved by Jackson Phillip in the sixth. For Randall, Adam Neibauer starts taking the loss, relieved by Brett Strock in the seventh. Hitting highlights for Clear Lake, Nick Berglund, 4-for-5 with a double and a triple. Caden Johnson was 4-for-5 today. Blake Brown, 4-for-5. And Caleb Leintz was 3-for-5 with a triple. For Randall today, Charlie Schmea, 3-for-3. Adam Neibauer, 2-for-3 with a double. And Garrett Lindberg had a double. A final this afternoon from Randall, Clear Lake 12 and Randall 6. All right, that'll do it for the Victory League. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Stearns County League right after these messages.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply knows that breakdowns on the farm can be very frustrating. That is why we have the convenience of on-the-farm service to get your equipment in tip-top shape again. If your manure pump quits pumping, your manure spreader quits spreading, or your TMR quits mixing, you have the option to bring it into the Dairyland Supply shop, or our service techs can come to you. There's no need to panic. The Dairyland Supply crew is here for you to help keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Spring is here and it comes with a fresh start and new opportunities. At Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we're here to build a custom farm plan that fits your operation so you can make the most of this growing season. It's an annual tradition, sunshine, fresh seed in the ground, and renewed optimism for a profitable harvest. And don't forget, our expert team is ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's dig into the Stearns County League scores and highlights tonight. On Saturday, Meyer Grove was over at New Munich, and New Munich defeats Meyer Grove Saturday 11-7. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for New Munich. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Meyer Grove. Will Funk starts on the mound on Saturday, picks up the win, relieved by Caden Sand in the 8th. Funk will get the win, and the catcher was Logan Funk. For Meyer Grove, Joe Schwinghammer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Toby Hoffman in the 2nd, Jordan Klopach in the 5th, and the catcher, Josh Holmscheid. Hitting highlights for New Munich on Saturday. Luke Funk, 2-for-3. Will Funk, 2-for-4 with a double. Caden Sam, 2-for-3 with a 3-run home run in the first inning. Brandon Holm was 2-for-4 with a double. Ty Reller, 2-for-4. Logan Funk, 2-for-5. Zach Beer, 2-for-4. And Ethan Funk with a double. For Meyer Grove on Saturday, Tyler Nathy with a double. Jordan Klopach, 3-for-5. He had a 3-run homer in the 5th inning. Josh Holmscheid was 2-for-3. Nolan Fleischacher, 2-for-4. And Tyler Lycombe was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday at New Munich, defeating Meyer Grove 11-7. Farming at Spring Hill today in Stearns County League action in 8 innings. It was Spring Hill over Farming 18-8. 18 runs, 16 hits, and 4 errors for Spring Hill. 8 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Farming. Regan Nelson on the mound will pick up the win today for Spring Hill, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the 6th, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For Farming, Tyler Schrader starts, relieved by Isaac Nett in the 3rd. He'll take the loss. Owen Sunderman in the 4th, and Ethan Navratil in the 5th, the catcher, Adam Winkles. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Austin Schoenberg, 3-for-5. Regan Nelson was 2-for-3. Jamie Terrace had a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. Dylan Gertken, 2-for-4, a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. Daniel Spanier, 2-for-4 with a double today. Anthony Reberman was 1-for-1. Jack Cheetah, 1-for-1. And Owen Meyer, 2-for-4 with a double. And he had 6 RBIs today. 6 RBIs did Meyer. He had a grand slam home run also in the 7th inning. Big day for Owen Meyer. For Farming, Isaac Nett was 3-for-5 with a double, a solo home run in the 2nd. Ethan Navratil, 3-for-4, a solo home run in the 2nd. Drew Kramlett was 2-for-4 today with a double and a 2-run homer in the 1st inning. And Braden Eink was 3-for-5. A final today from Spring Hill in 8 innings, Spring Hill 18 and Farming 8. El Rosa in Meyer Grove this afternoon, and El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 10-2. 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors for El Rosa, 2 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Will Van Beck on the mound today for El Rosa, gives way to Luke Dingman in the 6th. He'll get the win, Riley Meyer in the 9th, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Klopach in the 8th. Joe Schwinghammer in the 9th, and the catcher, Josh Holmscheid. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Gavin Campson, 2-for-3. Derek Wiener, 1-for-4. He had 2 RBIs and a double. And Blaine Fisher was 2 for 5 with 3 RBIs and a double. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach, 2 for 3 today. Carson Tyler was 2 for 4. Ryan Omscheid, 2 for 4. He had a solo home run in the 6th inning. Final today from Meyer Grove, Al Rosa 10, Meyer Grove 2. Roscoe over in Lake Henry this afternoon, and Lake Henry defeating Roscoe by a score of 9-8. 9 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Lake Henry, 8 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Carter Wessel on the mound for Lake Henry today, starts that ball game, relieved by Trent Wentland in the 3rd. Torrey Omscheid in the 8th, he'll pick up the win, and the catcher, Brooks Miller. For Roscoe, Josh McAdams starts, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the 5th. Nicholas Utch in the 9th, he'll take the loss, and the catchers, Nick Utch and Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today, Noah Omscheid, 2 for 4. Isaac Leeser was 2 for 4, and Matthew Leeser, 2 for 4. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek was 2 for 3 today. Brandon Schlaper, 2 for 5, and Braden Vanderbeek with a double. A final this afternoon from Lake Henry, Lake Henry 9, Roscoe 8. St. Martin over in Richmond this afternoon, and St. Martin defeats Richmond by a score of 6-1. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for Richmond. Scott Leeser on the mound today for the Martins. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Alex Bauman in the 7th, Carter Thielen in the 9th, and the catcher was Kurt Schlungen. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, relieved by Hunter Fuchs in the 7th. He'll take the loss, Jack Bose in the 9th, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today. Big day for Kyle Leeser, 4 for 5. He had 3 RBIs, 2 doubles, and a 3-run home run in the 7th inning for St. Martin. And Brian Schlungen, 3 for 5 today with a double for the Martins. For Richmond, Cole Schmitz was 2 for 4 today, and Tyler Prom had a solo home run in the 8th inning. A final today from Richmond, St. Martin 6, Richmond 1. And Greenwald over in New Munich this afternoon, and New Munich defeating Greenwald by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for New Munich. No runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Greenwald. Ty Reller on the mound today for New Munich. He goes the distance, striking out 10, picking up the win. His catcher, Logan Funk. For Greenwald, Max Waylogie starts, taking the loss, relayed by Ethan Edel in the 7th, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Ty Reller, 2 for 4, and Brandon Holm had a double. For Greenwald, nobody with more than 1 hit this afternoon, as New Munich defeating Greenwald today by a score of 3-0. And now it's time for the Stearns County League Player of the Week. And that Player of the Week award presented by the Fred Schlungen Memorial Foundation. And this week's Player of the Week is Kyle Leeser from St. Martin. Kyle goes 4 for 5 today with a 3-run home run and 2 doubles. Congratulations, Kyle, the Stearns County Player of the Week. All right, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some upcoming games in the area this week right after these messages. It'll be a busy Memorial weekend.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hello, Chasm listeners. Dan Zimmerman from the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Here to finish the story about that oil light in my old car. Well, long story short, because I failed to change my oil and filter, I had to replace the engine. An expensive lesson learned that can be applied to your estate plans. Keep on top of your estate planning so your loved ones aren't stuck with a major repair bill someday. Take care and keep listening to KASM.
James, what do you enjoy the most about Gilk Services?
Trap shooting, axe throwing, breakfast at the shop.
I'm talking the job, customers, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical.
So am I. You know what they say, the harder you work, the harder you play.
Is that the reason hunting is a national holiday around here?
Gilk Services is expanding and looking for a plumbing manager. Better get to Gilk Services of Richmond.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Services of Richmond.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Our Chasm Game of the Week is coming up here on Friday night. Yes, we'll be over in El Rosa as El Rosa hosts Richmond on Friday night, May the 22nd. We'll have that ball game, our Chasm Game of the Week, starting at 7:30 here on KASM Friday night. So just mark that on your calendars. Chasm Game of the Week, Friday night, 7:30 here on KASM. You can listen to that on 107.7 FM. 105.5 HD2. We stream online at mychasm.com. Lots of different ways to catch that ball game when the sun goes down. All right, let's take a look at some of these games coming up here. Memorial Week, obviously, is a very busy week for ball games. We have in the Stearns County League coming up on Friday night in the Stearns County League, that Richmond at El Rosa game, 7:30. New Munich will be at St. Martin at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And then on Saturday in the Stearns County League, El Rosa at Farming. These are 1:30 starts. Meyer Grove at Lake Henry, Greenwald at Richmond, and Spring Hill at Roscoe. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday in the Stearns County League, 1:30 starts. Roscoe at Greenwald, St. Martin at Meyer Grove, Farming at New Munich, and Lake Henry at Spring Hill. So Stearns County, busy this week. Exhibition play on Wednesday night. Pearl Lake will be at Richmond at 6:15. At 6:30, Opole will be at St. Joe in an exhibition game. That's Wednesday night. Albertville, they'll be at Desococato at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Other exhibition games, Raymond will be at Litchfield at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Looking through these calendars again, provided by the Minnesota Baseball Association, the Cold Spring Springers at Sartell taking on the Muskies. That's 7:30 on Wednesday night. Other ball games going on Thursday. Becker will be at St. Augusta. That's a 6 o'clock start on Thursday night. And that's exhibition play on Friday night, busy night. We have Albertville. They'll be at Sauk Rapids Cyclones at 7:30 on Friday night. Looks like Fergus Falls. Yeah, Fergus Falls will be playing too on Friday night. And Fergus will be over in Morris on Friday night. Other ball games going on Friday night. Looking through my schedule here, finding our local teams. We have Raymond at Sacred Heart on Friday night. So Raymond will be at Sacred Heart Friday night. That's a 7:30 start. Other Friday night ball games. Pearl Lake, or actually Regal, will be at Atwater. A County Line League game Friday night. Regal at Atwater, 7:30. On Friday night, we have St. Nick at Eden Valley in Central Valley League action, a 7:30 start. Watkins will be at the Cold Spring Rockies on Friday night. That's a 7:30 ball game. On Saturday, lots of ball games. Got the Stearns County League games, of course, going on. Atwater will be at Starbucks, 6:30 Saturday night. Painesville will be at Regal. That's a 6:30 start, County Line League action on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, St. Wendell at Opole, Alexandria at Sauk Center. That's on Saturday night, or on Sunday. Alexandria at Sauk Center. Other ball games on Sunday. We have Avon at Buckman, Burnt Island at Raymond. That's a 1:30 start. Clear Lake will be at Royalton at 1:30. The Cold Spring Springers at St. Joe at 1:30 Sunday. We have Flensburg at the Freeport Black Sox, 1:30 on Sunday. Foley is at the Piers Lakers. That'll be a great game, 1:30 on Sunday. New London Spicer at Starbuck, 1:30 on Sunday. Painesville, they'll be at Norway Lake Sunberg. That's a 1:30 ball game Sunday. Sobieski at the Nisswa Lightning at 1:30. St. Matthias at Aiken, 1:30. St. Stephen at Fort Ripley, 1:30 Sunday. Upsala at Randall, 1:30 start on Sunday. Few more ball games for you here. Then we're going to get into Monday. Randall at St. Wendell on Monday at noon. The Cold Spring Rockies at Luxembourg, 1 o'clock on Monday. We have Buckman at Sobieski. That'll happen on Monday at 1:30. Flensburg at Royalton at 1:30. Fort Ripley at Foley at 1:30. Freeport Black Sox will be at St. Matthias at 1:30. Nisswa at St. Stephen, 1:30 Monday. Upsala at the Piers Brewers, that'll be at 1:30 on Monday. Becker at Clearwater at 2 o'clock on Monday. And that's going to do it. A lot of our local teams in action. I have Clear Lake at the Piers Bulldogs, 4:30 Monday afternoon. 4:30 on Monday afternoon, a later start there. So that'll do it to your upcoming games here in the next few days over the weekend, Memorial Weekend, as the rains are falling on Sunday night. Good to see a good rain coming down here in central Minnesota. Until we talk again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on KASM, I want to thank Joyce for producing our Dick Putt Show tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. It is 57 degrees out, and it must be raining out, and I can't see from here. This is Joyce. I want to thank all my KASM listeners for the wonderful requests we had this afternoon. Until